Any of you guys that got brothers and sisters can relate to this? Yeah, raise your hands. You can relate to this because we have two brothers fighting, right? And then all the disciples got mad because James and John wanted a special place in heaven. I want to talk about the story a little bit, but first I want to start by telling you a story about me. It's kind of embarrassing though, so you have to promise not to laugh, okay? It wasn't one of my best moments. But, so I've been preaching for about 2 years now. Okay, April will be 2 years since my diaconate ordination. And one of the things that I think all of us, at all ages, adults, kids, whatever, fall into is when we do good things or when we do whatever we're called to do, whatever it might be, we don't always do it for the sake of doing something good. We do it because, oh, we know we're going to be thanked. Oh, someone's going to notice. You know, we're going to get the gold star. We're going to get accolades and praise. And our motivations for doing good things sometimes aren't exactly the best. So as an example, I gave my very first homily at the seminary with all the seminarians. And that's a really hard group to preach to because they're, it's like, you know, preaching to your family. They all think they're experts on everything. So, got done, and priests came up and said what a great job I did, and, you know, presiding style was fine. And I got all puffed up. Because I thought, oh man, first homily, did great. And then I was preparing my next homily for the parish. And at one point when I was preparing the homily, and you guys know how homilies should be prepared, right? With prayer, reading the scripture. Do you guys ever know that? That's how good homilies are prepared. So if this isn't a good homily, I still prayed. Okay, promise. But I asked the question, oh, how can I word, how can I say this that's going to make people most excited? How can I write this idea down where I'm going to get the most praise and people are going to notice? And as soon as I asked myself that question when I was prepping the homily, I thought, no, this is the opposite question of what I should be asking. Because preaching isn't about getting thank yous and accolades and all that sort of stuff. It's about living out my vocation and about trying to help people know the gospel. Now, I remember, does that story make sense to you guys? Because I was kind of off base, and sometimes that happens when we do good things, where we want the thank yous. Now, I remember talking to you guys back in Advent, and we were talking about some of the projects you were going to be doing for service. Remember that, some of those conversations, like helping the poor, you were going to give money. And I know this group, and especially this parish, all the adults, do a lot of good work. And a lot of good outreach. So I want to ask you guys, are you doing anything for Lent with service?
Yep.
Chores? Are you doing extra chores? Extra, yeah, good. You what? Longer time, good. Setting the table, good. All cleaning room, good. These are all good things, yeah? Reading the Bible, excellent. Now, why are you doing these good things? Have you thought about that? Yeah. Say a little louder. God can be happy, good. Yeah. A little louder. Preparing for Easter, perfect. What else? Because it's Lent, yeah, and that's preparation for Easter. None of the reasons we do good things, those are the good reasons. Not because you want attention, right? Even though sometimes we fall in that trap. Or sometimes we just want to be thanked and want to be appreciated. Now, when we do something good and we don't get thanked, sometimes that can hurt, right? Yeah, you guys have been there before? There is a friend of mine in seminary who on Saturday mornings would always go down and do the dishes that were left over from Friday, just out of the goodness of his heart. And one day he was complaining to me, saying, I'm going to stop doing those dishes. No one ever thanks me. No one knows that I do them. I'm going to stop doing that. And I said, Dave, aren't you doing it just to do something nice? What does it matter if you're thanked? And he kind of looked at me like, oh, yeah. But it clicked in. He was all upset that he wasn't getting thanked. And it's good to be appreciated. And that's a reminder for all of us, something I'm sure all your parents tell you often. Say, please and, right. So when we feel bad about not being thanked or appreciated when we do good things, that should remind us that we need to thank others too, and to show appreciation for what they do for us and for other people. So as we look to Jesus in this story, we heard at the end that the first will be last and the last will be first. And what this means is where we rank, you know, where we place in sports, we get all caught up in first, second, and all that stuff, which is fine. But in God's eyes, as long as we're doing good things and we're doing them out of love of Him, because we love God and to make God happy, it doesn't matter first, last, second, fifth, it doesn't matter for God. Because all of us are equal in His eyes as long as we live out our vocation to serve Him. If you remember a couple weeks ago, we talked about being saints, right? Part of Lent is becoming saints. This is part of how we do that, by doing good works, by not worrying about where we rank or how we compare. Jesus did a lot of good things in His life, right? But yet, people didn't like Him. And so we can relate to that in those moments, to see, and Jesus even knew it. He predicted His death. He knew what was coming. He knew people were trying to get Him. So for all the good that Jesus did, even He went through tough times, through challenges. He was persecuted too. And He did good things. He would do good things, and then the Pharisees would come and try to trap Him and tell Him why He was wrong. So if we ever have those tough days where we feel unappreciated, or we wish we could be first and we wish we could have the attention, sometimes those days happen, and that's okay. But let's remember this gospel. And remember that Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. And so for us to be saints, all of us, for us to be like Jesus, we look for the ways to serve people and not to be served. Not for the thank yous, not for the accolades. Because if we do that, we will be saints among saints in the halls of heaven, as we'll pray in just a little bit. And I can tell you this, I haven't been there, but I'm pretty sure being saints in heaven is a lot better than any thank you that we can get. And so maybe reflect on that today and this week, on the opportunity that we have to serve others, to do good, and to be like Jesus. James and John got a little too caught up and even had their mom come in to try to save the day. I just picture that scene of those two with their mom coming up to Jesus and kind of advocating for Him, but they got a little too zealous. But then Jesus taught them as He teaches us, serve one another and love God so that we all can be saints together one day in the kingdom of heaven.